Life's been different since social media came along. It's a communication tool and a way to stay connected, but it also has its downsides. Joining me now for a youth perspective is 15-year-old Narelle from Nildotti. How are you there, Narelle?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Great. Last time we spoke, you'd been travelling the River Murray for Ski for Life. How have you been since then?
I've been well, thank you. I haven't been out much skiing, but it's a bit cold.
Yeah, and I suppose your legs were probably turned to jelly after that experience.
Yeah.
Now, something that we briefly spoke about on that morning with Adam Connolly in our broadcast on Sturt Reserve was social media, because, you know, that kind of often gets bandied around when it comes to mental health and social media being maybe a negative power, but there's also good things about it. So I just wanted to break down a few of those and start off with, is social media a big part of your life as a young person?
I've always grown up around it. It's like always been there, and I guess for my generation, we don't really know anything different. So, yeah, it is a big part of our lives.
Right. So a lot of people, you know, millennials and older baby boomers tend to be on Facebook. Is Facebook something you guys use at all?
I think it's more maybe Instagram. That's more of a type of social media, yep.
Yeah, so Instagram's all about pictures and videos and things like that, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And then TikTok, that's more of a video platform, right?
Yeah, that one's also really popular.
That's really, yeah, it's become such a massive thing in just a matter of a couple of years.
Yes, it has. I know many of my peers are on it, and even some older adults are on it too.
It can be a lot of fun, you know, scrolling through and watching videos, and it's pretty imaginative and engaging what people are doing.
It is time-consuming, I guess, yeah, it's a bit addictive too, but it is good. It's entertainment, which is good.
It is entertainment, and I think the time-consuming bit is how it just never ends. There's no end to it, right?
Yeah, it just keeps going, just keeps scrolling.
So, yeah, so obviously it's fun in terms of entertainment. Are there any other benefits you find using social media with your generation?
Well, because we're, like, around COVID, it's been really hard, and just teenage years I find really difficult. It does provide, I guess, a sense of relief and freedom, and it is really useful for communication and staying in contact with your friends. And I guess the other benefits are just easy access with mental health support networks, because as we know, like, 1 in 5 people struggle with mental health, and having those easy access does benefit people's health.
All right, can you tell me more about that? So do you mean like having access to your friends, or is there a way that you can get services and support on social media?
I guess like Beyond Blue. I haven't been the one to reach out yet, but I have heard of people who have found it really helpful. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I worry sometimes about how young people are impacted by the social pressures of social media. Like, Instagram's really beautiful and wonderful in a lot of ways because it's almost an escape, but then you can't help but maybe compare yourself to that beautiful model-like person, or someone even using a filter that you might not be aware that they're using a filter that makes them look more beautiful. Is that something that affects you or your peers?
Yeah, I do feel there is pressure to be at a certain standard or even beauty standard. I know that everyone like around me has at least felt once that they've could have been better, or just like better looking almost. I do know of a lot of my friends like just struggle with their own image due to looking at such perfect images, even though they might not realize just how much it could have been edited, because editing tools are very powerful nowadays. And that just ties in with mental health, because I think that's where the problems are created. But there are also very body positive people out there, and they make their own little platforms on TikTok and all that, and I guess just looking through it, it does remind you that you're like perfect the way you are. And although you see all this modelling, the platforms are used for positivity as well.
15-year-old Narelle from Nildotti is with us for a youth perspective on social media. I know a lot of parents and grandparents are worried about how social media can be used for bullying. What do you think about this? And, you know, because I suppose there's more of, it might be easier for bullies to get on these platforms and say hateful things as opposed to doing it in the school ground.
Yeah, I do feel people do feel more powerful behind the screen, which it does show, because I know many of my peers have gone through situations where they've been picked on and they don't know what to do about it because they're so much more powerful behind the screen and you feel so attacked. But I guess it does have a big impact.
I guess it's about maybe communicating more with each other and being willing to talk to parents about it. That's a tricky one, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is also hard to just tell someone about it because you feel so alone, and people can make you feel so alone in that position.
How would you like to see people who are bullied respond and turn things around for themselves?
You can't really ignore it if it keeps going on, but just go talk to someone about it and just tell them it's not right. And even if you keep getting bullied, go see someone and get support, because you aren't alone and there are people out there who are willing to help.
Yeah, and I guess maybe any advice you might have for parents as well about how to approach their teenage child when, you know, they're not sure if everything's okay and they don't want to maybe delve too deeply into it and make them feel like they're invading their privacy. But do you have any suggestions for parents or grandparents listening who might be worried?
In my perspective, I don't like when you just get confronted. Your child might be going through a lot at school that you might not know of, and they might not be willing to share it. So just don't get angry at them, because they've probably got a lot going on. And I guess just approach them softly, and if they're not willing to talk about it, maybe just give them some time to think about it and then maybe approach them later, or just let them know you're there for them, because they'll speak up when they're ready.
That's very true. Yeah, because sometimes concern can come across as anger or frustration. So it's nice to just acknowledge, you know, I want you to be safe and happy and you're always welcome to talk to me. So that's a really good point. Is there anything else that you wanted to say about social media and how you guys use it these days?
Well, I do feel one of the impacts social media has had is because we're typing so much, we get sick of saying the whole word. So I have found that there are lazy typers, which I am guilty myself, just use acronyms.
Yep.
And I guess for the older generation, they might be typing to their either like children or their grandchildren and be like, what are they saying? But have you ever heard of some acronyms used? Like WUD, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever? And HRU, how are you?
How are you? LOL, yep. Not lots of love. Don't say LOL when someone dies.
No, it's laugh out loud.
Laugh out loud. I have to admit, I mean, I use them sometimes, but for the most part, I'm like, what does this mean? And I have to keep referring back to Google to find out. But yeah, I mean, it's a whole new language, isn't it?
It is. I feel like this generation has created a whole new language.
Oh, well, thanks so much for joining us to share a little bit of a young person's insight into social media, Narelle.
Thanks for having me.